You've been calling for starting articles of impeachment since 2017, but a new Quinnipiac poll taken after the release of the redacted Mueller report found that 66% say Congress should not start impeachment proceedings. And there's a sharp partisan divide, as we all know, with only 4% of Republicans favoring impeachment. Congressman, are you concerned that impeachment talk may actually help the president's reelection?
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. If we don't impeach him, he will say he has been vindicated. He will say the Democrats had an overwhelming majority in the House and they didn't take up impeachment. He will say that we had a constitutional duty to do it if it was there and we didn't. He will say that he has been vindicated. But here's what I say. We're confronting a constitutional crisis as I speak to you. As I look the people of America in the eye, I'm telling you we have a constitutional crisis. When the chief executive officer, the president of the United States, refuses to comply with subpoenas and says he will order others to do so, this creates a constitutional crisis. But this isn't the genesis of it. It started when the president decided he would fire Mr. Comey for his as a result of his desire not to be investigated. And when he decided to do this and he went on TV, a national TV at prime time, and indicated he was thinking about this Russia thing, that was the genesis of it. We have a constitutional crisis. I regret that I'm the canary in the coal mine. I regret that I was the person who had to first say that there's some obstruction taking place here. I regret that it has to be me, but it has to be somebody. And I take my duties seriously. I love my country, Mr. Mena, and I want you to know this. We must impeach this president. If we don't, it's not the soul of the nation that will be at risk only. It is the soul of the Congress that's at risk. Congress has a duty, a responsibility, and an obligation that only it can fulfill. No one else can. No other entity can. It is Congress that will have to act. And if we put people above party, will act properly.